It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday morning all across Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us. We hear Roy Buchanan, born on this day back in 1939, released 15 solo albums through the years, blues guitarist. This one's called Chicago Smoke Shop. He died after hanging himself with his own shirt in 1988 in Fairfax County, Virginia, after being arrested for public drunkenness. Roy Buchanan, born on this day back in 1939. We head to the phone lines. Jonathan Butcher is standing by. Will Skillman, Fellow in Education at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, to talk about Heritage's new Education Freedom Report Card at heritage.org/education report card. Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us. Do we have Jonathan?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Wonderful. Good morning, Jonathan. Thanks for joining us. This education report card over at heritage.org. Of course, we want to focus on Michigan. All 50 states are ranked. Michigan checks in at number 27. And I was born and bred and raised in Illinois, and so maybe I just thought Michigan was very good by comparison because Illinois is in the bottom 10. But Michigan is, you know, right smack dab in the middle when it comes to education, freedom, education, choice. What can you tell us about how the survey views what's happening in Michigan?
So it's not just about student achievement. It's not just about average scores on national comparisons. Our report card looked at the landscape, right, of options for students across the state, as well as the amount of transparency that the system affords to families so that they can see what their children are being taught, how many administrators are in, so non-teaching staff are in the system, as well as or compared to the actual instructional staff, the teachers, the return on investment, so how the system is using taxpayer resources to improve a national on the national comparison by 1 point, and then so we take a measure across these different areas because we're not just looking at how well we're serving one group of students, mm-hmm. right? We want to see how well, especially the students from disadvantaged backgrounds, can use education as a ladder of opportunity and improve their prospects in the future.
One of the measures here I like is it's spending rank, but you're not just measuring how much money is spent. It's a return on investment, essentially. How much is spent per pupil when you compare that to fourth grade, eighth grade math and reading scores? And on that metric, Michigan, again, is worse than average in the U.S.
That's right. And so, when you look at some states that do well on the nation's report card, so look at Massachusetts, for example, right? They may do well across average scores in the state, but taxpayers are paying a lot for the achievement gap in Massachusetts. I mean, it's about 20 points, right, between students from different backgrounds in that state. So, just because a state has nice average scores doesn't necessarily mean that you're helping the students who really need it, especially today coming out of the pandemic, right? We have evidence from research, the National Bureau of Economic Research, NBER, from even the latest results from the National Assessment of Educational Progress showing that students are falling behind in numbers that we just haven't seen really perhaps in more than a generation, right? So we're at a very important point now where lawmakers need to be using the resources that both Washington and states have given them coming out of the pandemic to improve, student outcomes.
Jonathan Butcher with us from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org/education report card for more information on this report. Michigan ranks 22nd in the specific school choice ranking. Say it does fairly well in allowing parents to choose among charter and district schools, but could do more. So what could be done here in Michigan to move up that ranking?
So a couple of things. I mean, Michigan does have a pretty robust charter sector, charter school sector. I think that the state really should be looking at ways that they can offer more private school choice to families. Now, this has been a stumbling block to Michigan because you have a pretty restrictive provision in the state constitution around allowing for private school choice. I think that lawmakers should be looking at ways to change and frankly, remove what are discriminatory provisions in the state constitution that discriminate against religious schools. I mean, I think we need to be thinking very aggressively here about how to help students today, right? How to help students immediately find a better learning option than their assigned school. Because once again, I mean, we're talking about drops in the National Assessment of Educational Progress, what we call the nation's report card, that we really perhaps have not ever seen coming out of the pandemic. So students need help right away, and we should be looking for those quality learning options that meet a child's needs.
Got about 60 seconds left here, Jonathan. Florida is number one in these rankings. Indiana, just to our south, is number four, a top five state. What's happening in Florida and Indiana that vaults them up toward the top of this list?
So Florida and Indiana have not only strong charter school sectors, Florida has a strong open enrollment law that allows families to choose a different public school in the state. And Florida also has an education savings account program, as well as private school scholarships for children with special needs and for children from low-income families. So Florida and, I mean, Indiana also has a new education savings account option. So, you know, these are two states that have very solid private options as well.
Jonathan Butcher from the Heritage Foundation. This full report at heritage.org/education report card. Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. This portion of the program brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you're ready to lose weight and take control of your life again, then learn about My Pure Health Solutions. You might be able to lose a few meds or drop your blood pressure and feel good again just by dropping the weight you've been thinking about for so long. Steve lost more than 40 pounds 5 years ago and swears by My Pure Health Solutions. And it's real food, too. Find out more today, GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing are your seawall repair specialists. Concrete, wood, or metal seawalls, Bluebird CFW has you covered. They have patented types of sealant and materials they use to keep your seawall protected. Plus, they use the latest in advanced pressure release technology that prevents cracks and restores the strength to your seawall. Bluebird has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are the number one seawall repair specialist. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.